Lekna said that she only charges her clients for the electricity they use at her studio, as electricity is very expensive in Cambodia. But she understands that even this could make it impossible for some musical dreamers.
For the people that are talented and love to sing, but they didn't have enough money, I don't charge them anything.
And then Lekna shares some advice, a sort of counterpoint to what else she'd been telling me. She said that singing is a nice hobby, but it's not usually wise to pursue it as a career.
Singing is a natural thing that we enjoy since we were born, and it's normal to want to learn more. But the first thing people need to sing about is their learning, and that they have jobs to do. For musicians, if we can find some money, it's usually a little bit of money, not enough to feed all the members in our family.
It's true. The life of an artist doesn't typically put food on the table. It's good advice.
Yes, very practical. But that didn't stop her from gathering all the Liger students around and teaching us how to sing one of our favorite Cambodian songs, which Nadung Chan, sing by Rusarajatir. She told us we have to think about the lyrics and do our best to pour that emotion into our singing.
How do you think we did?
I think it's very emotional, and Miss Lekana is a great teacher and a very special lady doing important work for the future of Cambodian music. Thank you for sharing, Soliday.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me here.
Ba ơi xin